Good evening. I'm pleased to take your questions tonight and to discuss with the American people the serious matters facing our country and the world.
If you order war, can any military operation be considered a success if the United States does not capture Saddam Hussein, as you once said, dead or alive?
The dude minds. This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Sir, how would you answer your critics who say that they think this is somehow personal?
Man, nothing is fucked here.
Nothing is fucked?
No, man.
The goddamn plane has crashed into the mountain!
Oh, man, come on. Who are you going to believe? Those guys are...
Thank you, sir. What can you say tonight, sir, to the sons and daughters of the Americans who served in Vietnam to assure them that you will not lead this country down a similar path in Iraq?
I think the fucking travesty with you, man!
What was that shit about Vietnam?
What the fuck does anything have to do with Vietnam?
What
the fuck are you talking about?
Another hotspot is North Korea. If North Korea restarts their plutonium plant, will that change your thinking about how to handle this crisis, or are you resigned to North Korea becoming a nuclear power?
You know, has it ever occurred to you that instead of, running around blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new shit, you know, this could be a lot more complex? I mean, it might not be just such a simple,
If all these nations, all of them are normal allies, have access to the same intelligence information, why is it that they are reluctant to think that the threat is so real, so imminent, that we need to move to the brink of war?
I've got information, man. New shit has come to light. And shit, man.
Thank you for your questions.